Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Monday, August 22nd, National Eat a Peach Day. National Eat a Peach Day is a day that is dedicated to eating peaches, as the name suggests. Peaches offer several health benefits, so not only do they taste amazing, but they are great for your well-being too. They are excellent in blood pressure control and promoting brain health. They also help with weight management, lower cancer risk, protect your eyes, perk up your skin, boost your immune system, and are good for digestion. You may love a peach, but have you ever wondered about their history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. The peach, Prunus persica, is a deciduous tree first domesticated and cultivated in the Zhejiang province of eastern China. It bears edible juicy fruits with various characteristics, most called peaches and others, the glossy-skinned, non-fuzzy varieties, nectarines. The specific name persica refers to its widespread cultivation in Persia, modern-day Iran, from where it was transplanted to Europe. It belongs to the genus Prunus, which includes the rose family's cherry, apricot, almond, and plum. The peach is classified with the almond in the subgenus Amygdalus, distinguished from the other subgenera by the corrugated seed shell, endocarp. Due to their close relatedness, the kernel of a peach stone tastes remarkably similar to an almond, and peach stones are often used to make a cheap version of marzipan, known as persipan. Peaches and nectarines are the same species, though they are regarded commercially as different fruits. The skin of nectarines lacks the fuzz, fruit skin trichomes, that peach skin has. A mutation in a single gene, MYB25, is thought to be responsible for the difference between the two. In 2018, China produced 62% of the world's total peaches and nectarines. Prunus persica grows up to 7 meters, 23 feet, tall and wide, but trees are usually 3 to 4 meters, 10 to 13 feet, tall and wide when pruned properly. The leaves are lanceolate, 7 to 16 centimeters, 3 to 6 plus half inches, long, 2 to 3 centimeters, 3 quarters 1 plus 1 quarter inches, broad, and pinnately veined. The flowers are produced in early spring before the leaves. They are solitary or paired, 2.5 to 3 centimeters in diameter, pink, with 5 petals. The fruit has yellow or whitish flesh, a delicate aroma, and skin that is either velvety, peaches, or smooth, nectarines in different cultivars. The flesh is delicate and easily bruised in some cultivars but is firm in some commercial varieties, especially when green. The single, large seed is red-brown, oval-shaped, around 1.3 to 2 centimeters long, and surrounded by a wood-like husk. Peaches, along with cherries, plums, and apricots, are stone fruits, drupes. The various heirloom varieties, including the Indian peach or Indian blood peach, ripens in the latter part of the summer and can have colors ranging from red and white to purple. Cultivated peaches are divided into clingstones and freestones, depending on whether the flesh sticks to the stone. Both can have either white or yellow flesh. Peaches with white flesh typically are very sweet with little acidity, while yellow-fleshed peaches typically have an acidic tang coupled with sweetness, though this also varies greatly. Both colors often have some red on their skins. Low acid, white-fleshed peaches are the most popular in China, Japan, and neighboring Asian countries, while Europeans and North Americans have historically favored the acidic, yellow-fleshed cultivars. The scientific name Persica, along with the word peach itself, and its cognates in many European languages, derives from an early belief that peaches were native to Persia, modern-day Iran. The ancient Romans referred to the peach as Malum Persicum, Persian apple, later becoming French pêche, whence the English peach. The scientific name, Prunus persica, literally means Persian plum, which is closely related to the plum. Fossil endocarps with characteristics indistinguishable from those of modern peaches have been recovered from late Pliocene deposits in Kunming, dating to 2.6 million years ago. In the absence of evidence that the plants were in other ways identical to the modern peach, the name Prunus kunmingensis has been assigned to these fossils. Although its botanical name Prunus persica refers to Persia, genetic studies suggest peaches originated in China, where they have been cultivated since the Neolithic period. Until recently, cultivation was believed to have started around 2000 BC. More recent evidence indicates domestication occurred as early as 6000 BC in the Zhejiang province of China. The oldest archaeological peach stones are from the Quaocao site near Hangzhou. Archaeologists point to the Yangtze River Valley, where the early selection for favorable peach varieties probably occurred. Peaches were mentioned in Chinese writings and literature from the early 1st millennium BC. A domesticated peach appeared very early in Japan, in 4700 to 4400 BC, during the Jomon period. It was already similar to modern cultivated forms, where the peach stones are significantly larger and more compressed than earlier stones. This domesticated type of peach was brought into Japan from China. Nevertheless, in China itself, this variety is currently attested only at a later date, around 3300 to 2300 BC. In India, the peach first appeared in about 1700 BC, during the Harappan period. It is also found elsewhere in Western Asia in ancient times. Peach cultivation reached Greece by 300 BC. Alexander the Great is sometimes said to have introduced them into Greece after conquering Persia, but no historical evidence for this claim has been found. Peaches were, however, well known to the Romans in the 1st century AD. The oldest known artistic representations of the fruit are in two fragments of wall paintings, dated to the 1st century AD, in Herculaneum, preserved due to the Vesuvius eruption of 79 AD, and now held in the National Archaeological Museum in Naples. Archaeological finds show that peaches were cultivated widely in Roman northwestern continental Europe, but production collapsed around the 6th century. Some production revival followed the Carolingian Renaissance of the 9th century. An article on peach tree cultivation in Spain is brought down in Ibn al-Orwam's 12th century agricultural work, Book on Agriculture. The peach was brought to the Americas by Spanish explorers in the 16th century, and eventually made it to England and France in the 17th century, where it was a prized and expensive treat. Horticulturist George Minifee supposedly brought the first peaches from England to its North American colonies in the early 17th century, planting them at his estate of Buckland in Virginia. Although Thomas Jefferson had peach trees at Monticello, American farmers did not begin commercial production until the 19th century in Maryland, Delaware, Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. The Shanghai honey nectar peach was a key component of the food culture and agricultural economy in the area where the modern megacity of Shanghai stands. Peaches were the cornerstone of early Shanghai's garden culture. As modernization and westernization swept through the city, the Shanghai honey nectar peach nearly disappeared completely. Much of modern Shanghai is built over these gardens and peach orchards. In April 2010, an international consortium, the International Peach Genome Initiative, which included researchers from the United States, Italy, Chile, Spain, and France, announced they had sequenced the peach tree genome, doubled haploid level. Recently, it published the peach genome sequence, and related analyses. The sequence comprises 227 million nucleotides arranged in 8 pseudomolecules representing the 8 peach chromosomes, 2N equals 16. In addition, 27,852 protein-coding genes and 28,689 protein-coding transcripts were predicted. Particular emphasis in this study is reserved for analyzing the genetic diversity in peach germplasm, and how it was shaped by human activities such as domestication and breeding. Major historical bottlenecks were found, one related to the putative original domestication that is supposed to have taken place in China about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, and the second is related to the Western germplasm. It is due to the early dissemination of the peach in Europe from China, and the more recent breeding activities in the United States and Europe. These bottlenecks highlighted the substantial reduction of genetic diversity associated with domestication and breeding activities. Peaches grow in a fairly limited range in dry, continental, or temperate climates since the trees have a chilling requirement that tropical or subtropical areas generally do not satisfy except at high altitudes, for example, in certain areas of Ecuador, Colombia, Ethiopia, India, and Nepal. Most cultivars require 500 hours of chilling, around 0 to 10 degrees Celsius, 32 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. During the chilling period, key chemical reactions occur, but the plant appears dormant. Once the chilling period is fulfilled, the plant enters a second type of dormancy, the quiescence period. During quiescence, buds break and grow when sufficient warm weather favorable to growth is accumulated. The trees can usually tolerate temperatures of around minus 26 to minus 30 degrees Celsius, minus 15 to minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit, although the following season's flower buds are usually killed at these temperatures, preventing a summer crop. Flower bud death begins to occur between minus 15 and minus 25 degrees Celsius, 5 and minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on the cultivar and the timing of the cold, with the buds becoming less cold tolerant in late winter. Another climate constraint is spring frost. The trees flower fairly early, in March in Western Europe, and the blossom is damaged or killed if temperatures drop below minus 4 degrees Celsius, 25 degrees Fahrenheit. If the flowers are not fully open, they can tolerate a few degrees colder. Climates with significant winter rainfall at temperatures below 16 degrees Celsius, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, are also unsuitable for peach cultivation, as the rain promotes peach leaf curl, the most serious fungal disease for peaches. In practice, fungicides are extensively used for peach cultivation in such climates, with more than 1% of European peaches exceeding legal pesticide limits in 2013. Finally, the summer heat is required to mature the crop, with mean temperatures of the hottest month between 20 and 30 degrees Celsius, 68 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Typical peach cultivars begin bearing fruit in their third year. Their lifespan in the US varies by region. The University of California, Davis gives a lifespan of about 15 years, while the University of Maine gives a lifespan of 7 years. Hundreds of peach and nectarine cultivars are known. These are classified into two categories, freestones and clingstones. Freestones are those whose flesh separates readily from the pit. Clingstones are those whose flesh clings tightly to the pit. Some cultivars are partially freestone and clingstone, so they are called semi-free. Freestone types are preferred for eating fresh, while clingstone types are for canning. The fruit flesh may be creamy white, deep yellow to dark red. The hue and shade of the color depends on the cultivar. Peach breeding has favored cultivars with more firmness, red color, and shorter fuzz on the fruit surface. These characteristics ease shipping and supermarket sales by improving eye appeal. This selection process has not necessarily led to increased flavor, though. Peaches have a short shelf life, so commercial growers typically plant a mix of different cultivars to have fruit to ship all season long. Different countries have different cultivars. In the United Kingdom, for example, these cultivars have gained the Royal Horticultural Society's Award of Garden Merit. Duke of York, Peregrine, Rochester, Lord Napier, Nectarine for China specifically, see Peach Production in China section cultivars. The variety P. persica var. Nusa persica, or var. Nectarina, these are commonly called nectarines, has smooth skin. It is occasionally referred to as a shaved peach or fuzzless peach due to its lack of fuzz or short hair. Though fuzzy peaches and nectarines are regarded commercially as different fruits, with nectarines often erroneously believed to be a crossbreed between peaches and plums, or a peach with a plum skin, nectarines belong to the same species as peaches. Several genetic studies have concluded nectarines are produced due to a recessive allele, whereas a fuzzy peach skin is dominant. Nectarines have arisen many times from peach trees, often as bud sports. As with peaches, nectarines can be white or yellow and clingstone or freestone. On average, nectarines are slightly smaller and sweeter than peaches but with much overlap. The lack of skin fuzz can make nectarine skins appear more reddish than peaches, contributing to the fruit's plum-like appearance. The lack of down on nectarine skin also means their skin is more easily bruised than peaches. We'll be right back. The history of the nectarine is unclear. The first recorded mention in English is from 1616, but they had probably been grown much earlier within the native range of the peach in Central and Eastern Asia. Although one source states that David Fairchild of the Department of Agriculture introduced nectarines into the United States in 1906, several colonial-era newspaper articles refer to nectarines being grown in the United States before the Revolutionary War. For example, the 28th of March 1768 edition of the New York Gazette, p. 3, mentions a farm in Jamaica, Long Island, New York, where nectarines were grown. Peacherines are claimed to be a cross between a peach and a nectarine, but they are the same species and cannot be a true cross, hybrid. They are marketed in Australia and New Zealand. The fruit is intermediate in appearance between a peach and a nectarine, large and brightly colored like a red peach. The fruit's flesh is usually yellow, but white varieties also exist. The Konga Institute lists varieties that ripen in the Southern Hemisphere in February and March. In 1909, Pacific Monthly mentioned peacherines in a news bulletin for California. Louise Pound, in 1920, claimed the term peacherine is an example of a language stunt. Flat peaches, or pantau, have a flattened shape in contrast to ordinary near-spherical peaches. Most peach trees sold by nurseries are cultivars budded or grafted onto a suitable rootstock. Common rootstocks are Lovell peach, Nemegard peach, Prunus bessii, and Citation. The rootstock provides hardiness, and budding is done to improve the predictability of the fruit quality. Peach trees need full sun and a layout that allows good natural airflow to assist the thermal environment for the tree. Peaches are planted in early winter. During the growth season, they need a regular and reliable water supply, with higher amounts just before harvest. Peaches need nitrogen-rich fertilizers more than other fruit trees. Without a regular fertilizer, peach tree leaves start turning yellow or exhibiting stunted growth. Blood meal, bone meal, and calcium ammonium nitrate are suitable fertilizers. The flowers on a peach tree are typically thinned out because if the full number of peaches mature on a branch, they are undersized and lack flavor. Fruits are thinned midway in the season by commercial growers. Fresh peaches are easily bruised, so they do not store well. They are most flavorful when they ripen on the tree and are eaten on the day of harvest. The peach tree can be grown in an espalier shape. The Baldassare palmette is a design created around 1950 and used primarily for training peaches. In walled gardens constructed from stone or brick, which absorb and retain solar heat and then slowly release it, raising the temperature against the wall, peaches can be grown as espaliers against south-facing walls as far north as southeast Great Britain and southern Ireland. The first pest to attack the tree early in the year when other food is scarce is the earwig, Forficula auricularia, which feeds on blossoms and young leaves at night, preventing fruiting and weakening newly planted trees. The damage pattern is distinct from that of caterpillars later in the year, as earwigs characteristically remove semicircles of petal and leaf tissue from the tips rather than internally. Greasebands applied just before blossom is effective. The larvae of such moth species as the peach tree borer, Cynanthe nexitiosa, the yellow peach moth, Coniges punctiferalis, the well-marked cutworm, Abegrotis orbis, Lionetia prunifoliella, Phalaenorhicta haustis, the fruit tree borer, Moroga melanostigma, Paonyx anguilliferella, Paonyx finitimella, Coloptilia zacrisa, Phalaenorhicta crategella, Trifocula sinica, Suzuki's promelactis moth, Promelactis suzukiella, the white-spotted tussock moth, Orgia thylina, the apple leaf roller, Archips termias, the catapult moth, Cirrhodes partita, the wood groundling, Peracrinistis albiceps, or the omnivorous leaf roller, Platinota stultana, are reported to feed on P. persica. The flatted planthopper, Metcalfa pruinosa, causes damage to fruit trees. The tree is also a host plant for such species as the Japanese beetle, Populia japonica, the Unmonsazoum, Corlambulix tataranovii, the Promethea silkmoth, Calosamia promethea, the orange oakleaf, Calama inicus, Langia zenzeroides, the speckled emperor, Gynonisa maha, or the brown playboy, Deodorix antellus. The peach tree is also found in the European red mite, Panonychus ulmi, or the yellow mite, Laurea formosa. It is a good pollen source for honey bees and honeydew for aphids. Peach trees are prone to a disease called leaf curl, which usually does not directly affect the fruit but does reduce the crop yield by partially defoliating the tree. Several fungicides can combat the disease, including Bordeaux mixture and other copper-based products. The University of California considers these organic treatments, Xyrem, chlorothalonil, and dodine. The fruit is susceptible to brown rot or a dark reddish spot. Peaches and nectarines are best stored at temperatures of 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and in high humidity. They are highly perishable and typically consumed or canned within 2 weeks of harvest. Peaches are climacteric fruits and continue to ripen after being picked from the tree. In 2020, the world production of peaches, combined with nectarines for reporting, was 24.6 million tons, led by China with 61% of the total. The U.S. state of Georgia is known as the Peach State due to its significant production of peaches as early as 1571, with exports to other states occurring around 1858. In 2014, Georgia was third in U.S. peach production behind California and South Carolina. Peaches are not only a popular fruit but also symbolic in many cultural traditions, such as in art, paintings, and folk tales such as the peaches of immortality. Peach blossoms are highly prized in Chinese culture. The ancient Chinese believed the peach possesses more vitality than any other tree because its blossoms appear before leaves sprout. When early rulers of China visited their territories, they were preceded by sorcerers armed with peach rods to protect them from spectral evils. On New Year's Eve, local magistrates would cut peach wood branches and place them over their doors to protect against evil influences. Peach wood was also used for the earliest known door gods during the Han. Another author writes, "The Chinese also considered peach wood, Taofu, protective against evil spirits, who held the peach in awe. In ancient China, peach wood bows were used to shoot arrows in every direction to dispel evil. Peach wood slips or carved pits were amulets to protect a person's life, safety, and health. Peach wood seals or figurines guarded gates and doors, and, as one Han account recites, the buildings in the capital are made tranquil and pure, everywhere a good state of affairs prevails." Writes the author further, "Another aid in fighting evil spirits was peachwood wands. The Li Qi, Han period, reported that the emperor went to the funeral of a minister escorted by a sorcerer carrying a peachwood wand to keep bad influences away. Since then, peachwood wands have remained an important means of exorcism in China. Peach kernels, Tao Ren, are a common ingredient used in traditional Chinese medicine to dispel blood stasis, counter inflammation, and reduce allergies. In an orchard of flowering peach trees, Liu Bei, Guan Yu, and Zhang Fei took an oath of brotherhood in the opening chapter of the classic Chinese novel Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Another peach orchard, in the Peach Blossom Spring by poet Tao Yuanming, is the setting of the favorite Chinese fable and a metaphor for utopias. A peach tree growing on a precipice was where the Taoist master Zhang Douling tested his disciples. The old man of the South Pole, one of the deities of the Chinese folk religion Fulushu, is sometimes seen holding a large peach, representing long life and health. The term bitten peach, first used by legalist philosopher Han Fei in his work Hanfeizi, became a byword for homosexuality. The book records the incident when courtier Mizi Xia bit into an especially delicious peach and gave the remainder to his lover, Duke Ling of Wei, as a gift so that he could taste it. In Korea, peaches have been cultivated since ancient times. According to Samksagi, peach trees were planted during the Three Kingdoms of Korea period, and Salim Jayonj also mentions the cultivation skills of peach trees. The peach is the fruit of happiness, riches, honors, and longevity. The rare peach with double seeds is a favorable omen of a mild winter. It is one of the 10 immortal plants and animals, so peaches appear in many Minhwa folk paintings. Peaches and peach trees are believed to chase away spirits, so peaches are not placed on tables for Jessa, ancestor veneration, unlike other fruits. The world's sweetest peach is grown in Fukushima, Japan. The Guinness World Record for the sweetest peach is currently held by a peach grown in Kanchika, Japan, with a sugar content of 22.2%. However, a fruit farm in rural Fukushima, Koji grew a much sweeter peach, with a Brix score of 32 degrees. Degrees Brix measures the sugar content of the fruit and is usually between 11 and 15 for a typical peach from a supermarket. Momotaro, a folktale character, is named after the giant peach from which he was birthed. Two traditional Japanese words for the color pink correspond to blossoming trees, one for peach blossoms, Momorio, and one for cherry blossoms, Sakura Aero. A Vietnamese mythic history states that in the spring of 1789, after marching to Ngoc Hoi and then winning a great victory against invaders from the Qing dynasty of China, Emperor Quang Trung ordered a messenger to gallop to Fusun Citadel, now Hue, and deliver a flowering peach branch to the Empress Ngoc Han. This took place on the fifth day of the first lunar month, 2 days before the predicted end of the battle. The branch of peach flowers sent from the north to the center of Vietnam was a message of victory from the emperor to his consort and the start of a new spring of peace and happiness for all the Vietnamese people. In addition, since the land of Nhat Tan had freely given that very branch of peach flowers to the emperor, it became the loyal garden of his dynasty. The protagonists of the tale of Kyo fell in love by a peach tree, and in Vietnam, the blossoming peach flower is the signal of spring. Finally, peach bonsai trees are used as decoration during Vietnamese New Year, TT, in northern Vietnam. Many famous artists have painted with peach fruits placed in prominence. Caravaggio, Vincenzo Campi, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Claude Monet, Edouard Manet, Henri Fantin-Latour, Severin Rosen, Peter Paul Rubens, and Van Gogh are among the many influential artists who painted peaches and peach trees in various settings. Scholars suggest that many compositions are symbolic, some an effort to introduce realism. For example, Tracida claims the artists of the Renaissance symbolically used peach to represent the heart and a leaf attached to the fruit as the symbol for the tongue, thereby implying speaking truth from one's heart. A ripe peach was also a symbol to imply a ripe state of good health. Caravaggio's paintings introduce realism by painting peach leaves that are molted, discolored, or in some cases have wormholes, conditions common in modern peach cultivation. South Carolina named the peach its official fruit in 1984. The peach became the state fruit of Georgia, nicknamed the Peach State, in 1995. The peach went from opportunistic feral trees to a tended commercial crop in the southern United States in the 1850s, as the boll weevil attacked regional cotton crops. When Georgia reached peak production in the 1920s, elaborate festivals celebrated the fruit. By 2017, Georgia's production represented 3-5% of the U.S. total. Alabama named it the state tree fruit in 2006. Delaware's state flower has been the peach blossom since 1995, and peach pie became its official dessert in 2009. Raw peach flesh is 89% water, 10% carbohydrates, 1% protein, and contains negligible fat. A medium-sized raw peach, weighing 100 grams, 3.5 ounces, supplies 39 calories and contains small amounts of essential nutrients, but none is a significant proportion of the daily value. A raw nectarine has a similar low content of nutrients. The glycemic load of an average peach, 120 grams, is 5, similar to other low-sugar fruits. Total polyphenols in mg per 100 grams of fresh weight were 14 to 102 in white flesh nectarines, 18 to 54 in yellow flesh nectarines, 28 to 111 in white flesh peaches, and 21 to 61 milligrams per 100 grams in yellow flesh peaches. The major phenolic compounds in peach are chlorogenic acid, catechins, and epicatechins, with other compounds identified by HBLC, including gallic acid and ellagic acid. Rutin and isocurtzitin are the primary flavonols found in clingstone peaches. Red-fleshed peaches are rich in anthocyanins, particularly cyanidin glucosides in 6-peach and 6-nectarine cultivars and malvin glycosides in clingstone peaches. As with many other members of the rose family, peach seeds contain cyanogenic glycosides, including amygdalin. Note the subgenus designation, Amygdalus. These substances can decompose into sugar molecules and hydrogen cyanide gas. Cyanogenic glycosides are toxic if consumed in large doses. While peach seeds are not the most toxic within the rose family, large consumption of these chemicals from any source is potentially hazardous to animal and human health. Peach allergy or intolerance is a relatively common hypersensitivity to proteins in peaches and related fruits, such as almonds. Symptoms range from local effects, for example oral allergy syndrome, contact urticaria, to more severe systemic reactions, including anaphylaxis, for example urticaria, angioedema, gastrointestinal and respiratory symptoms. Adverse reactions are related to the freshness of the fruit. Peeled or canned fruit may be tolerated. Some 110 chemical compounds contribute to the peach aroma, including alcohols, ketones, aldehydes, esters, polyphenols, and terpenoids.